This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've spent the night tossing, turning and waking up in a pool of sweat, you're probably running on caffeine right now, like me. And maybe you've seen those cooling blankets popping up all over social media, promising a sweat-free, restful sleep. I've got to admit, it's got my attention. But do they actually work? Or is it just another overhyped trend? Luana Main is Associate Professor in Applied Sports Science at Deakin University. Luana, you're going to help us get a better night's sleep?
Hope so.
What are these cooling blankets? How do they work?
Look, they're basically just a blend of sort of lightweight, breathable materials that have been made into a blanket to really draw, draw the moisture away from the body. So the intent is to help if you do sweat, to draw that moisture away and help you have a cooler night.
Why does a cooler sleeping environment make such a difference to how well we sleep?
Yeah, look, our body temperature actually drops a little bit before we go to sleep, so we need to be a little bit cooler to help fall asleep, and then your body temperature drops progressively across the night. So if you're too hot or if you're in a really warm environment, you actually find it really hard to fall asleep and stay asleep.
You know what, I reckon we need like a blanket that's half and half, half a cooling blanket and half a warming blanket for when you've got couples, one's hot and one's cold.
Well, look, I do know in Scandinavian countries, they often have separate doonas, so you can choose your preference, and that's actually a really good way to get around that. You each have your own doona to the thickness that you desire.
What a great idea. Look at that. Now, let's some of these blankets, they claim to use special materials, I think bamboo, or even there's NASA technology in them. I mean, how does that work? Do we need NASA technology in a blanket?
I think the thing with the natural fibres is they're just breathable. Like if you compare them to something like a polyester, they tend to trap the heat in. Whereas, you know, those natural fibres, the cotton, the bamboo, the silk, or even those synthetic fibres like lyocell, they all, you know, really help draw that the heat and the moisture away from the body. So they do help facilitate that thermoregulation.
So the cooling blankets themselves, they don't actively cool you down. They just stop you from overheating. Is that
correct statement? There's not a little fan. There's no fan. There's no. So I can, in a hospital setting or in a clinical setting, they'll have actually like pumps that, you know, move gel or water or air around to try and maintain a stable temperature. But these are just the fibre. So I think there's probably the key thing with these blankets is they might feel cooler, like the tactile sensation of them, they might feel cooler. And if you are someone that does sweat a lot at night, then they might help draw a lot of that moisture away from you. But equally, you know, something just like a cotton sheet, you know, I would beg the question, if it's a really hot night, do you even need a blanket to sleep?
Yeah, that's true. We're chatting with Luana Main, Associate Professor in Applied Sports Science at Deakin University, about cooling blankets and can they really help us sleep. I was going to say, is there really any major difference between a cooling blanket and just a lightweight cotton sheet?
Oh, look, personally, I'd just go for a sheet any night where it's a hot night. Like, I don't really think you need a blanket if it's a hot night. I mean, I think things that you could be doing is, you know, cotton sheets, natural fiber sheets, bamboo, linen, anything like that. Get the airflow moving. You know, try and cool the room if you can, if you have the luxury of AC, but, you know, equally not everyone has that. So it's, airflow and just reduce the layers.
Now, there's heaps of glowing online reviews, which is what got my attention in the first place. I suppose I was thinking there might be a little fan in them or something like that. But is there any actual science to back up cooling blankets?
Look, there has been one study done, and normally when there's only been one study, we sort of take the results with a grain of salt. And the research was a little bit superficial, like they didn't take a lot of physiological measures to actually see how the body changed across the night. But certainly, you know, someone's perception, like the people that used it did feel that they slept better with the cooler sheet. So, and I suppose, you know, that comes down to the placebo effect. If you think it's having an effect, then you're probably going to feel better as a consequence.
And look, if you get a good night's sleep, who cares really?
Exactly.
You mentioned before about, you know, the air conditioning. If you have got a fan or an air conditioner in your room, is it better to invest in a cooling bedding, for example, like the cotton sheets or the cooling blanket, or just crank up the air conditioner and still have something on top of you?
Look, this comes down to, I suppose, a values question. If, you know, are you someone that's happy to run the AC at minus 16, or, you know, are you conscious of the environmental impact? I think in terms of minimal impact on the environment, a cotton sheet and a ceiling fan is probably the first go-to. If you're running your AC, try not to run it below 22 degrees. If it's too cool, then you're probably using more energy than you need to. So there's a few factors in there. But I think if you can fix the environment of your room and change the bedding that you have on it, you probably don't need to invest in a cooling blanket.
Luana, some people, including myself, feel hot even in winter. I still have the ceiling fan going in winter. How can we balance, I suppose, the warmth and cooling for better sleep in that case?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's things like, you know, whether or not you have a slightly cooler shower before you go to bed is a way of bringing down your core temperature. Being conscious of you having a lot of hot beverages before you go to sleep, maybe a cool glass of milk or something like that can help bring down your core temperature as well. And just being conscious of, you know, if you're doing a lot of physical activity late at night, that's also going to increase your core temperature. So maybe just have a look at your nighttime routine. What are you doing to help get your body ready for sleep?
Luana, I think we might know the answer to this question now, but cooling blankets, they range from cheap to really pricey. Is there a big difference in the effect that it has based on the price? I'm assuming
Look,
no.
I'm honestly not sure. I haven't necessarily looked at the difference in them. My assumption would be that the cheaper ones probably use cheaper fibres and the more expensive ones probably use more natural fibres. So I think you're probably going to get a better quality product. But again, I haven't tested them myself, so I would hazard a guess at that.
Luana, I'm going to stick to the cotton sheets. I reckon that's better.
I think so.
Thank you.
You
so,
and me both.
Thank you for chatting with us today on Drive. Thank you so much.
No worries.
That is Luana Main, Associate Professor in Applied Sports Science at Deakin University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.